Okay, now you all have had an extra. Let's see. I'm gonna include Friday in this now, because we were supposed to do this Friday, so I'm including Friday. You've had Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday. Yep, sure enough, an extra 4 days to be getting ready for this quiz. So I got to pop it on you now. All right. We're looking at the symptoms, what you can do to take control of it. First, and oh, by the way, I did sort of give you a part of the answer to this whole issue of, you know, what ADHD is. When I was talking about exercising and how that can help ease some of those adult ADHD symptoms, because I was saying that even though activity didn't seem to affect behavior symptoms such as attention or hyperactivity, right there, I gave you part of the answer, and I was wondering to myself, okay, now, for the people who, you know, don't just have that on lock as to what ADHD stands for, did they catch that? Because I know I've shared it with them. I've told them more than once. Did they catch it when I said it just then? I was wondering that. Well, here we go. ADHD. What does it stand for? Attention deficit with hyperactivity disorder. Attention deficit with hyperactivity disorder. That is significant because there is ADD. A lot of you have heard of that. Attention deficit disorder. So with one, ADD, attention deficit disorder, the person is going to have a difficult time focusing, concentrating, staying focused for any length of time. With ADHD, they'll have difficulty focusing, but they'll also have trouble sitting still. Hyperactivity disorder. So there's ADD, attention deficit disorder, and there's ADHD, attention deficit with hyperactivity disorder. All right. When it comes to ADHD, what age groups are affected by ADHD? Just teens and younger, or also adults? What age groups are affected by ADHD? Just those who are teens and younger, or also adults? Now, those of you who were with me when I gave this quiz the first time, I think Santa Claus is going to be upset if you don't get that one right, because we spent some time emphasizing something in particular as I was going over this and giving the correct answer choices. All right. Side effects of ADHD. True or false? True or false? Nausea is a side effect of ADHD medications. Nausea is a side effect of ADHD medications. Is that true or false? True or false? ADHD medications can cause a loss of appetite. True or false? ADHD medications can cause a loss of appetite. All right, here's another true or false. You can possibly get headaches after taking your medication on an empty stomach. And of course, we're still talking ADHD medication. You can get headaches after taking your ADHD medication on an empty stomach. Is that true or false? And this one is going to be a fill in the blank. Some people find that their medications make them tense and cranky. What is this tenseness and crankiness called? And it's the M word. Same question I asked you before. I know you were focused. You're going to get it right this time. The tenseness and the crankiness are called, and you fill in the blank. The word starts with an M, as in Mary. An M, as in mixtures. The tenseness and crankiness are called, and you fill in the blank. Okay, here we go. Let's get these answers. Let's see how we did this time. You know, I think we were trying to go for a minimum of, what, 80% correct as a group the last time? Okay, here we go. ADHD, we know, stands for attention deficit with hyperactivity disorder. The next question, what age groups are affected by ADHD? Teens and younger, or also adults? And who remembers what word I really, really emphasized last week when we went over this? There you go. The word also. Age groups affected by ADHD are teens and younger, and also adults. That word also lets you know that the one of the answer choices could be teens and younger and adults. Because I said, or adults also. All right, next question. True or false? Nausea is a side effect of ADHD medication. The answer is true. Next one, true or false? ADHD medications can cause loss of appetite. True. Next one, true or false? You might get headaches if you take your ADHD medication on an empty stomach. The answer is true. Next one, fill in the blank. Even though we really spent some time on this one last week as well, I think I still might give some bonus points if you got this one right today. Some people find that the medications make them tense and crankiness. I gave you that as a backdrop, and here was the question. What are the tenseness and the crankiness called? And you could fill in the blank. The other way I worded it was, the tenseness and crankiness are called, and you fill in the blank. And I told you that the answer begins with the letter M, as in Mary. The answer is moodiness. Yes, ADHD medications can make people moody. How'd you do this time? Better? Much better? Cool. I'm liking that. We're focused. We're doing what we need to do. We're learning what it's all about. All right, ladies and gentlemen, I want you to do something with me. When we come back, let's take a look at wages in America.